So after a tour of Shas that was inspired by a single word, the word R, the Gemara is now ready to take all of that and bring it back home to the content of the opening Mishnah, which is, of course, Bedikas Chametz. V'hashti dekayim alan delechuli alma or urtuhu, says the Gemara in Dav Dalam and Aleph, at the two dots. So now that we have finally concluded, we really concluded this a blot ago on Dav Gimel, that there is no machlokes over how to translate or, that in fact everyone agrees, both the Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna, all the Amoraim agree that or lar ba'asar means the evening of the 14th. And the issue with the language of the Mishnah and the language of the Amoraim was a question of Lishna Malia. And that discussion flowed from Gimel Amud Aleph up until this point, up until the two dots on Dalam and Aleph. The Gemara says, okay, but now let's take a step back. Lamas, when all the dust settles, we had a chance to appreciate most recently the critical importance of elegant speech. But Lamasa, Orlar Ba'asar indisputably means that because Chametz takes place at night. So now we're going to start to dig into that. Why? What's the reason for that din, the opening din in our Masechta? Mechti, Ben Rav Yehuda, Ben Rav Meir, Chametzein O'asar El Mishesh Shaos Ulamala. And the Tanaim all agree that the Isser Chametz begins the middle of the day on Erev Pesach, the middle of the day on the 14th. The Gemara here is referencing the Mishnah later in the Parak on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. We had a chance to see this Mishnah earlier in the year. We come back to it again. And the Mishnah tells us that Machlokes Hatanaim, when do you stop eating Chametz on Erev Pesach? The Tana Rabbi Meir says you have the first 5 hours in Shalos Manios to eat Chametz. That, the equivalent of 11 o'clock in the morning, 1 hour before Chatzos is the Sof Zman Achila. And we pass on like the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, who says no. The Sof Zman Achila is after 4 hours, the Sof Arba, and during that fifth hour, you're allowed to have Hanoah from Chametz, but you're not allowed to eat the Chametz. And then the Tana Rebbe Gamliel, the end of the Mishnah, has a further differentiation between Chulin and Truma. So Lamaisa, three Machlokas HaTanaim, whether B'sha'a Chamishas, in the fifth hour of the morning, the second to last hour of the morning, are you allowed to eat Chametz or not? Meir says yes, Rebbe Yehuda says no, Gamliel says yes if it's Truma, because we don't want to destroy Truma necessarily, no if it's Chulin. Either way, they all agree that that chametz is mutter to be eaten up until the fourth hour, and the Gemara says later in the parak, but before that Mishnah, and that these dinim are dirabbanan. That's coming up on Daf Hey, and then again on the top of Daf Zayin and Aleph. That the Issa Daraisa of chametz begins at Chatzos, the beginning of the Sha'ah Shavias. Issa Daraisa of Chametz begins Chatzos. Later on, the Gemara is going to spend time in Daf Hey figuring out how you see that in the Psukim. Ach b'yom arishon tashbis is arbi batechem. If you know how to read that pasuk properly, it means that you divide the day in half. Yom arishon means the day before Pesach, not the first day of Pesach. The 14th of Nisan gets divided in half. So during the second half of the day of the 14th, meaning the afternoon after Chatzos Hayom, is the Issa Daraisa against having Chametz. You cannot eat chametz, you cannot own chametz in the afternoon of Erev Pesach. The morning of Erev Pesach, chametz is mutter min ha-Torah, all the way up until Chatzos. And again, as we saw in the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph Beis, a machlokas ha-Tanaim on the details of the drabanan. Did Chazal just impose an Issa drabanan in the last hour before Chatzos, the Shashishas? Or, as we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda, the Shashishas is more chamor, the Shashishas is even Asir Bahana, but the Shah Chamishas, from 10 to 11, and Shah Osmanios is already Asir Bachilam. Again, that's a machlokas in the details of the din, Drabanan. But they all agree that Issa Daraisa only begins in the afternoon of Erev Pesach, and they also all agree that most of the morning is mutter not only min haTorah but even midrabanan. So that's what the Gemara says. The Bein Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Meir chametz el asa m'shei shalos olmayo. The Issur d'oraisa of chametz is only in the afternoon. As Rashi says, afligu masnisin b'har chaka davar ban l'oraisa. The Mishnah Yerafa Mabei is the Machlokas Tanoim on the details of the Charchaka Midirabbanan. Chazal wants to keep us away from the Issur D'oraisa of Chametz, the afternoon. Is it a 1 hour gather? Is it a 2 hour gather? Because Minat Torah Chametz ain't Osir Minat Torah Bal Yirah Uba Achila Ela Mishesh Sha'os. The Issur of owning chametz and the Issur of eating chametz, the language of Bal Yirah is interesting, as we'll see later in the sugya. But there is an Issur against eating, owning chametz and eating chametz. Mishay shows doesn't mean in the 6 hour. Rashi translates Misha Avru Shay shows. Once 6 hours have passed in the 7th hour, meaning after Chatzos Hayom in the afternoon. Kidyav Lakamat, Gemara is going to darshan it later. Blinari will get that, Daf Hey. Minach chilek, min lashishal chametz. God has various drushes to indicate that the afternoon of Erev Pesach chametz is re'aser. But lemasa chametz is mutter min haTorah all morning. Even midrabanan chametz is mutter according to everyone almost all morning. I handle the details 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, but up to 10 o'clock chametz is hetter gomer, as we know. So the Gemara says. So then anidik b'shis. Why don't we do b'dikas chametz at the beginning of the 6th hour? That's when you have to do beer. So do b'dikas chametz then. B'dikas is meant to lead into beer. Right? It's a search and destroy enterprise. So why are we doing the b'dika at the time of beer? B'niv d'p'rishis. Rashi says, not told off in Rashi. Now, niv d'p'rishis. Let's see the Gemara, then we'll come back to begin to take it apart and try to figure out attune ourselves to some of the nuances and try to start putting the pieces together. So the Gemara says, Nivduk b'shis, so why don't I shis again? Shis is sheish. That's an example of, as we know, often a shin in Hebrew will show up as a tough in Aramaic, like shalosh is telasa and shor is tura. And here's one for today. I'm looking at the window. I'm looking at the talga falling from the sky. Talga in Aramaic, Taf Lamed Gimel, the word that I believe appears in Sefer Daniel, is Sheleg in Hebrew. And Schneier points out correctly that cognate appears in Arabic as well. And Arabic actually holds the key to the following phenomenon, which we see in the word that we just read. Because sometimes a shin a tough in Aramaic, but sometimes it won't be. Sometimes a shin in Hebrew will be a shin in Aramaic as well, right? The word shalosh has two shins, and they both switch to toughs, to las. The word sheish has two shins, and only the second one switches to tough. The word for six in Aramaic isn't tis, it's shis. The second shin switches over. The first shin remains. So there really are three options here. There's a shin in both languages, a taf in both languages, or a shin in Hebrew, which is a taf in Aramaic. And as Schneier points out, if you look at the Arabic, it holds a little bit of the key to that. Because it could be a ta or a tha or a sheen. So the tha is, when it's a tha in Arabic, it's usually when it's a shin in Hebrew, but a taf in Aramaic. If you enjoyed that, givaldik. If you were a little perplexed by the grammar and the philology, worry not. Let's jump right back into our sugi. The Nivduk B'shis, the Gemara says, why not just do B'dikas Chametz? Why are we doing B'dikas Chametz the night before? Do B'dikas Chametz in the 6th hour. Binyamin, a question. No, we have our Chakas to the end. We have our Chakas The harchakas are that you're not allowed, that you have to destroy the chametz an hour. Your beer chametz is supposed to be taking place an hour or so before chatzos. So why not do bedika and beer then? Yeah. Why do you have to make it any earlier? Why do you have to make it any earlier? V'chi teimas reason makdim lemitzus. I'll tell me it's not right. You're gonna do because chametz to the last minute. It's not right to be a last minute Jew. And not right to be a last minute Jew is reason makdim lemitzus. And how do you know is reason makdim lemitzus? So the Gemara says, well, v'nivuk mitzafra. You say zim makdim lemitzus. Okay, so then we should check from tzafra. Tzafra is the morning. Why are we doing b'dikas chametz? I don't understand if you told me. Should do b'dikas chametz first thing in the morning, after shacharis, before shacharis, meila. But do b'dikas chametz the night before, that's very difficult. How do you know? So the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Nivduk mitzafer dichziv. We have a pasuk in Parsha Shemini, the pasuk for which Parsha Shemini is named. Uvayom Hashemini yimol basar olaso. A woman has a baby boy, so on the eighth day, you have a mitzvah of milah, not only the eighth, but the eighth day. B'yom HaShemini, V'sanya kol yom kula kosher l'milah. The Tanaim comment, in what sounds like a medrash, a Torah Shvah Peh arranged by the Psukim. And so the Tanaim comment, that this pasuk indicates that the zman for milah is yom HaShemini kol yom kula l'milah. I'm sorry? Yeah, that's the very beginning of Parshas Shmini. Mila appears primarily two places in Chumash, in Parshas Lech Lecha, and then again in Parshas Shmini. V'sanya kol yom kula l'kashen Mila, so that pasuk indicates you cannot do Mila b'alayla, as the Mishnayos also point out in the Megillah Daf Chaf, but you can do Mila b'yom and all day is kosher. However, the Medrash goes on to say, Zrizim Makdim Limits. If all I had was the Pasuk in Rashmi Yom Sar Lasso, I would say, any time between Hanetzach Hama and Shkia is equally fine for Bris Mila. You want to do Bris Mila at 8 o'clock in the morning? Gzuntay. You want to do Bris Mila at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? Gzuntay. If all I had was that Pasuk, that's what I would have said. But the Bryce says, however, Zrizim Makdim Limits, we have a preference to do earlier. Shene'emar, how do you know it's Rizim Makdim Mitzvah? Shene'emar v'yashkam arvam baboker. The pasuk says, arvam didn't just go do the mitzvah, he got up early in the morning to do the mitzvah. Crack of dawn. So you see that a mocker for Rizim Makdim Mitzvah, which that Medrash Halacha is applying to Bris Milah. Although v'yam ha'shmini yibba b'sar alasso indicates you could do Bris Milah morning or afternoon, and it is true that it's kosher in the afternoon as well, but to do in the afternoon be a violation of Zrizim Makdim Limitzvah. Zrizim Makdim Limitzvah mandates that you do a Bris Milah in the morning. Take a look at Rashi. V'nivdok mitzafra, de'ikah hakdama l'zrizim. We ought to do B'dikas Chametz in the morning, k'da ashinga b'milah, as we find by Milah, u'bizrizusei da'avram. We find Zrizim Makdim into the morning by Bris Milah. That's what the Medrash Tanaim tell us, that Zrizim Makdim demands you do a Bris Milah in the morning, not wait till the afternoon. And you'll find it by Avraham Avinu, which is the Tanaim's mocker that they're applying to Milah. He was up first crack of dawn. And here comes the key line, Umikoma kom b'layla lo hiktim. Rashi says, What's the point that we're making? Right? We say, v'nivdak mitzafra. Why do b'dikas chametz in the morning? But why are we instead telling you the night before? So why are we quoting Zrizim Makdim Lemitzvahs? Not just to stress that, yes, Zrizim Makdim Lemitzvahs, but Rashi says that we're quoting this to power the kasha. Nivduk mitzafra, I mean, the Gemara is asking its second kasha, why are we doing B'dikas Chametz the night before Orl Arba Aser? It should be in the morning. Why? Because Rashi says in the last line, Mikama kom b'layla lo hiktim. Aravina didn't get up in the night. He didn't start the night before. He started in the morning. Meaning, what's Rashi saying? B'mesek l'shono. that last sweet line of Rashi, he's saying, in other words, Zriza Makdim Lemitzah only means to roll it back to the morning. Zriza Makdim Lemitzah does not mean to go back to the night before. And again, as Chevra pointed out, during Seder, Rishonim pointed this out. Clearly, the Raya is not from Mila. Of course you don't do Mila the night before. That's not the Zman HaMitzah. Mila is only Kasher Bayom, like Shofar, like Lulav. But the point is not Mila, but that the Tanoim in this Braisa, about Hilchus Mila, tell us that the Mokker for Zriza Makdim Mitzvahs in general is Vayashkem Avram Baboker. Which, as Tosis is going to point out, that there's more than one time that it says Vayashkem Avram Baboker, but not by Bris Mila. Other mitzvahs that Avraham Avinu was busy with. He got up in the morning. Why didn't he get up the night before? Why wasn't he up at Chatzos HaLaila? At the Gemara beginning of Brachas, for those who have been learning Daf Yomi, so you remember, or those who at least start with the Daf Yomi, you remember the Gemara beginning of Masechet Brachas, talks about Chatzos HaLaila Akum, that David HaMelech would sleep during the first half of the evening, and then he would be up at Chatzos, up to learn. The stories they tell about Moshe Feinstein, Rav Kamenetsky, the one chance they had to learn was like, you know, they actually went to sleep, not the way we go to sleep. They went to sleep at a normal hour, and they were up at 3 o'clock in the morning to learn. I think they say Rav Yosef Kafach, the Gadol Hadar of Teimani Jewry of the last generation, was famous for his translations of Rambam's Arabic Sfarim, various other Arabic Sfarim we've shown him, Rav Kafach, the way they describe, he would go to sleep, you know, when it got dark, and he would be up by Chatzos. I don't know if they're taking Chatzos, be up by Chatzos to learn and then to daven Vasikin. So why not say, why didn't Avraham Avinu do that? Why didn't Avraham Avinu get up at Chatzos? Why was he only getting up at Baboker? So Rashi says, oh, you see, that's the reason. Zrizen doesn't mean be up 3 days early. There's a shear for Zrizen also, and the shear for Zrizen is Baboker. Ah, I see someone pointed out, correct. Thank you for correcting me. Correct. The Biyom HaShmini, sorry, lost my mistake. It's not Parsha Shmini, I'm sorry, it is Parsha Tazria. Correct. It's a lead-in, it's the beginning of the Parsha of Tumas Yoledas. The beginning of Tazria. So that's the Gemara, that's how Rashi explains. That's the Gemara's Kashim. So you want to tell me, I understand, Zriza Makdim LeMitzvahs, so we're not going to be Bodik Bishes. We should make it earlier. But make it earlier, Zriza only tells you to go back to the morning. Zriza doesn't tell you to go back the night before. So how come we're Mechayev B'dikas Midrabana on the Takam B'dikas Chametz, the first din in the Masechta, because Chametz is Balayla. And again, obviously, the Kasha gets started now. Up until this point, we thought that they were Amoraim who read the Mishnah saying, Takadudu B'dikas Chametz in the morning. So that would be Geshmak. But now they came to the conclusion that every, all the time, agree, every Hunter view, who they all agree, B'dikas Chametz is the night before. So, Ma Pesho Advarim. Yeah, question. Beyond Fox, you have a question? Yeah, we're asking the Takanas Chazal B'dikas Chametz is recorded in our Mishnah as Arla Arbasa. And after a lot of work, we came to the conclusion that means L'chol HaDeis, indisputably, the Mishnah is telling me the B'dikas Chametz is supposed to be Balayla. So the Gemara wonders, well, why is that true? Why is that true? What evidence do we have? What tools do we have to work with? Number one, we know about the Isra Chametz Daraisa, and B'dikas Chametz is built around that. And we have the concept of Zrizen. So the Isra Chametz Daraisa is only in the afternoon. So and you have the other Harchakas to Chametz are an hour or two long. So B'dikas Chametz, by that from that perspective, B'dikas Chametz also be the end of the morning. Or you want to tell me Zrizen, good, but Zrizen also has its structure. Zrizen isn't endlessly fluid. The Gemara says, you look at the Mokker for Zrizen is Avraham Avinu. Zrizen is only to take it back to the beginning of the morning. So what warrants a Takan Rabbanan of doing the night before? So Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, there's more. Obviously, there's more. There must be something more than just the nuggets with which we're already working, namely the Isurei Chametz Daraisa, which begin at Chatzos Hayom, and the notion of Zrizim Makdim L'Mitzvah. As Nachman Baruch says, B'Shah Shebnei Adam Mitzvim Bevateim, the Arhaner Yafel B'Dikah. That's right. It is, appears to be two additional reasons. Number one, nighttime, you're right, we really should have done Bdikas Chametz in the morning. But in the morning, people are busy. In the morning, people are running around. Whether they're going to work, again, Shaila, whether or not you're going to work Erev Pesach morning, the Machlokas, we spend time on, Machlokas, whether it's a Machlokas and dinner Machlokas Menhagen, whatever it is, but there may be people who are going to work, and there are other things to be very busy with. You can be in and out of the house, not only davening, Bir Chametz later, and certainly in the Betkufas Beis HaMikdash, people are busy getting ready for Tzlias Karban Pesach, and so on and so forth. Erev Pesach morning can be very busy. Bechlal, daytime, people are in and out of the house. At night, B'shash B'nei Mitzim B'vateyim. Remember, before Thomas Edison, when night fell, it actually got dark. Not just outside, but inside too. So at night, people are going to be home. People are going to be home. The Or HaNer Yafel L'Bedika. And the light of the candle will be good for Bedika at that point. That sounds like two reasons. It's a time when people are around, and it's a time when Neros are most effective. So, the Rishonim explain. If you give Bimasake and Bedikas Chametz for the morning, it may end up not happening. In principle, we should be doing Bedikas Chametz, but you're out of the house, I'll do it later, it doesn't happen. So Chazal, from a point of view, is reason alone, we could have just said do Bedikas Chametz after Shacharis, before Shacharis. But practically speaking, you have a mitzvah to spend a significant amount of time at home doing Bedikas Chametz. It's most likely to be fulfilled if we move it further back to the night before. B'nei Adam Mitzim B'Vateim and Or HaNer Yafel B'Dikah. Then the Gemara closes. So now that we figured this out, we have a din of B'Dikas Chametz. We specifically have a din of B'Dikas Chametz as the Zman B'Dikas Chametz to be B'Laila. And now we understand why. It's not just because of this reason. It's because of B'nei Adam Mitzim B'Vateim and Or HaNer Yafel B'Dikah. So Abaye says, Hilka, now that we have this din, Hilka, we understand this din, Hilka, Chaitzum Rabbon Liftach Be'idne Be'urta De Tleser De Nagir Beisek. Abaye says, therefore, Hilka is therefore, a Talmud Chacham, a Tzurim Rabbonon, as a young Talmud Chacham, should not start his Seder. Idna is a Zman, is a time. In usually mean like time of the clock or an era of history. But here we mean the Zman. We use the word in the yeshiva zman to mean a term, a semester. But the Gemara is using the word idna zman to mean what you would call a seder. Ben astarim versus ben azmanim. So the Gemara uses idna to mean a seder. You shouldn't start night seder. You shouldn't start his idna. Shouldn't start his night seder. The evening of the 13th going into the 14th. There's, by the way, another example of a shin in Hebrew coming to Taf and Arameg, to Lesar, Denagir, Besar. The evening of B'dikas Chametz, you shouldn't start night seder before B'dikas Chametz. Why? Dilma Mashalei Shmaita, Baruch Hashem, you enjoy learning, and you're going to get into learning, and you're going to, the sugya is going to draw you in, V'aslav Nui Mitzvah, you're going to end up not fulfilling the mitzvah of B'dikas Chametz. So because the Baruch Hashem, for the best of reasons, Talmid HaChamim, a young man who enjoy learning, can get wrapped up in a sugya, and you can. There's a real chance, which is usually great, but in this case it would be a problem, if you lose track of time because you're enjoying your learning so much. Because if your night seder, if you have night seder before B'dikas Chametz, and get so wrapped up in a sugya, you lose track of time, that's going to be a problem, Leil Yudalid Nisan. So that's why Abaya says you have to do B'dikas Chametz first and have night seder afterwards. Okay. So as we think about this Gemara, a couple of points jump out at us. And the Gemara started by pointing out that the Zman of B'dikas Chametz is indisputably, incontrovertibly Leil Yudalid. How come?
Why Leil Yudalad? Why not Bishar Shishas? And then we said, well, Zriza Magdil Mitzvah. Okay, but then why not in the morning as opposed to the night before? After all, we see from Avraham Avinu that Zriza just takes you to the morning, but not to the night before. Says of Nachman Yitzchak, no, it's because of Shash Minad Mitzvim Bevateyem V'Ara Ner Yafla Bedika. To which Abaye responds, ah, Hilkach, and therefore you got to be careful not to start night seder before Bedikas Chametz. Similar to dinim that appear in the beginning of Masechet Shabbos, once again for those who have been learning, Menachem and others who have been learning Daf Yomi. So here we move from Brachas to Shabbos. Shabbos Daf Yudalef or so, where you have the Tanam tell us different things that projects that Jews should not start in the afternoon before Mincha. You can't start a meal. You can't take a long haircut. Things like that. You're gonna certain things you shouldn't do till after you daven mincha because you're worried that you're gonna get so caught up. You're gonna miss the time for mincha. The brayse the beginning of Maseches Brachos about daven meir before you eat. And the brayse says that guy's gonna say, bam and hasada. The brayse says, guy's coming home from a long day working in the field. Let me just go home. I'll have a bite to eat and I'll take a little nap and then I'll go daven meir. Bryce says, bad idea. Famous last words. I'll have a bite to eat and I'll take a quick nap. Quick nap, next thing you know, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, you just missed Meiriv. So the Bryce says, no. You come home from the field, go to the Beis HaMedrash, go to the Beis HaKnesses, sit and learn until Meiriv time, daven Meiriv, and then go home and enjoy your supper and enjoy your night's sleep. So Baruch Hashem, the night seder theme here is very strong. And so that's what the Gemara here is Abai saying also. So learning is a night seder, something you shouldn't do before Bedikas Chametz. But a number of he'aros. Number one is that the four he'aros. He'ar number one, the opening kasha of the Gemara was Nivdok Mishis. Before the Gemara got to, later on, the Gemara says, oh, why not have Bedikas Chametz in the morning as opposed to the night before? Early in the morning. But the Gemara's first kasha was, we should have done Bedikas Chametz late in the morning. Nivdok Mishis. Right at the beginning of the Zman Isser Chametz. So that really, it would be a kasha even if R meant morning. Even if R meant first thing in the morning, that would have been a kasha. So why is it only Hash de Kaimon? That's kasha number one. Kasha number two, we'll come back to. There's a lot going on in terms of the mucker for his reason. The two different girsos. Tosas raises some interesting kashas. We'll come back to the mucker for his reason. Problem number three is when we finally get around to answering, Nachman Yitzchak says, here's the real reason for Bedikas Chametz being at night, the Maskana. So it's interesting that you need two reasons. Why isn't one reason enough? B'shash Menav Mutzim B'vateim. Sure, okay. In the morning, people may not be home. It's not strategically a wise idea to say everyone should do Bedikas Chametz in the morning. It's not going to happen. Sure, B'shash Menav Mutzim B'vateim. What do you need the second reason for? Or just give the second reason. Or no, you have for the Bedikas. Why do you need both reasons? And if you're going to dig deeper, what does it even mean? Or haner yafel abdika? What does it mean? Or haner yafel abdika? What's better about the night of? What's better about nightlights than daylights? And then the fourth problem, working our way through the sugya, is the end. Abaye. Abaye is also sure. What type of hilkach? Abaye makes it the word hilkach. Like several centuries later, you'll find the Lefikach in the Rambam. What's this Hilkach? You're not supposed to learn night seder before Bedikas Chametz because of what? Because of the reason for Bedikas Chametz? Or just because of the din of Bedikas Chametz? Because of the reason why it's at night? Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, the reason why it's at night is because of what's it called? The reason why it's at night is because of Shosh Meir Mitzvim V'Vatayim Arna Yafil Bedika. Let's say there was some other reason. What does it matter what the reason is? Whatever the reason is, the Lamaisa, the din is true that Bedikas Chametz is at night. That we already, that was from the open, the beginning of the sugya. So why is Abaye saying, Hilkach, because of Rachba Yitzchak, that's why you have to be careful not to learn before Bdikas Chametz. It's because of the Mishnah. Correct. Right, what? So again, four problems. Number one, number two, number three, number four. The opening movement in our Gemara with the Kasha Nivduk Mishes, the Bedikas Chametz, takes place at the beginning of the night, according to our Mishnah. It should take place 17 hours later, the end of the morning. So that's a good Kasha. The Gemara presents that Kasha as Hashta de Kaima. Now that we figure out Bedikas Chametz takes place at the beginning of the night, and not Orlar Ba'asar, meaning early in the morning, how come Bedikas Chametz is what it is? Nivduk Mishis is a good kasha according to both Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna. Even if Orl Arbasa means the beginning of the morning, still, that also is shver. So it's not 18 hours early. It's not 17 hours early. It's 5 hours early. But still shver. So that's problem number one. Problem number two, we're going to have to dig some more into the Zrizim Makdim LeMitzvah. Well, we'll come back to this. The Rif has a different gear. Satosis has some Kasha, Tos is not sure which Vayashkev Rama Boker are we talking about exactly. There's a lot of complexity in the Zrizim, the Mokker for Zrizim. Step three is the two reasons that the Gemara gives Lamaskana. Why do we need two reasons? Why do we need both Beshashman al Mutsuim Bevatein and Orhane Yafla Bdika? And what exactly does Orhane Yafla Bdika even mean? You could call that 3B. And finally, problem number four is Abaye's Hilkach. Abaye makes it sound as though the reason why you have a special, like a gzeira, harchaka, don't have a night seder before Bdikas Chametz, it's only because of the reason why it's at night. Why does it matter? Depend on the reason. Whatever the reason is, Lamaisa, Bdikas Chametz has to be at night. If that's the Zman, that's the Zman. Just like we said, the restrictions on eating before you daven mincha, before you daven ma'ariv. So why does it matter why you're supposed to daven mincha afternoon, why you daven ma'ariv at night? That's a din. This is when the mitzvah is. This is when the mitzvah. You have to do the mitzvah now, so make sure not to get distracted. So why does it matter why Orl Abbas Abbas Chamas on there? If that's a din, the Bdikas Chamas has to happen at night, so then make sure you don't get distracted. Yeah. So those are four points for discussion. We're going to focus, Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow, we're going to move on to focus on two of these problems first. Problems two and four we're going to leave for later on, for the next set of Ma'ariv Mekamos. The problem two was the different reasons for his reason. With the Vayashka of Rabba Boker and the Hilkach, we're going to see also that the problem with the Hilkach that we're going to discuss both of those. That those go together. We're going to pick up tomorrow morning, Mirtz Hashem, with problems one and three. Number one, the problem of why does Nivduk Bishis? Why does Nivduk Bishis? Only shver if or means night, even if or means morning. But there's still a kasha. How come we want you to do these comes at the beginning of the morning? Why not wait until the end of the morning? Rashi, we're going to see, very subtly addresses that kasha, and other Rishonim address in a different way that will give us an important yisod in how to understand a shak of Atarya. And we're going to focus on problem number three, Mishnah, tomorrow as well. And that is the question. The question of the two reasons for Laila. The Nachman Yitzchak said both Bnei Adam Mitzvim Bevatehen and Ar Haner Yafa Lebedika. There's a rich discussion in Rishonim based on we have to see a Gemara later on in the Perek. Dav Zayin, Dav Ches. The beautiful Machlokas Baal Amar and Ramban, very, very subtle, Kedarkam, and unpacked more by the later Rishonim, unpacked by the Ritva, unpacked by Rabbeinu Davin, unpacked by the Ran. We can see it very, very freilich, and also relevant, Halacha, Lamaza, Darkei Moshe, the Ramah on the tour actually quotes this as a machlokas halacha lemaisa, in terms of practical details of bedikas chametz. It's something that comes up often, and it's rooted in the handle between the Baal Mah and the Ramban, how to say pshat in our Gemara. That's the Mishnah we're going to pick up tomorrow. Bosa is such a treat to be back together, learning together. Hagamah only seeing each other in two dimensions. With Baruch Hashem, it made an important haschala, and we will continue the sugya Imirtz Hashem tomorrow. We'll see. Time will tell whether we continue on Zoom or we get to come and see each other in person in Yeshiva. And as I said when we began the morning, Mishnah, this is the start. What better sugya to open with than the sugya of Zrizus, than the sugya of Hakdam and Lemitzus, and the sugya of throwing yourself in fully with energy into doing mitzvahs? And Mirtz Hashem, we will see the more Mesiris Nefesh we put in, the more Nefesh and Ruach we put in, the more Mirtz Hashem HaKadosh Baruch should give us great Siyata Deshmaya in the coming Zman. Have a marvelous, marvelous morning, Chaver.